Good afternoon, Leela.
Good afternoon, Eva.
So you've been very busy lately dealing with the issues along the coast.
Yes, it's been quite hectic actually with so many issues there.
So can you tell us what you've been working on?
Well, one of the biggest issues have been the PUB and the price of gas and stove oil. It's been very upsetting for people on the North Coast. And another situation just arose on Friday was the Labrador Grenfell Health notified all of us that they were going to be diverting a lot of the healthcare services from Goose Bay to either Lab West or to St. Anthony, including our medevac and our obstetrics, which is people who are pregnant and waiting to have their babies and anything to do with pregnancies. So those two things have been probably the most concerning because it impacts everyone on the North Coast.
Everyone is also concerned about the gas prices. What can you tell us about that?
Well, everybody on the North Coast knows all summer we were froze paying gas for $2.45, almost $2.46 a liter. We saw the prices go down everywhere else. And it was very concerning. So when they lifted the price freeze on December 9th, they reduced it down to $2.26 a liter. But that was still upsetting to me, even though it seemed like we were getting a break, because in actual fact, we should have only been paying $1.83. So on December 9th, when they took the price freeze off, they should have put us at $1.83. And the reason why I say that is the PUB looks at what impacts the price of gas all across the province, and that's what's called the price differential. And they add that to the price of the baseline of gas. So they say for Northern Labrador, our baseline should be 27.8 cents a liter. So if you put that onto the baseline, we should have been paying $1.83. And I was really upset about that. But anyway, they did lower it again, which was good because normally when the price comes off, they put the price freeze on for the winter. So they did reduce it down to $2.06. And that sounds really good. People were happy. But what I keep saying to people is, really, that's not enough. If the PUB is going to follow their own guidelines, the price of gasoline on the North Coast right now should be $1.83. And that's what they should be freezing it at, not 206. So we're still overpaying, and that's not right. And it's also troubling for stove oil, because at stove oil now, we're paying basically $2.40 a liter. And if you look at that, a drum of stove oil, 205 liters, people are paying $492 a drum. And in the winter, when it's cold, like January, February, March, people burn between 2 and 4 drums. So that's too expensive for people. We're going to have a lot of problems this winter, Eva. And we're going to have a lot of problems heating our houses, and that's really, really troubling because it impacts people physically and emotionally and mentally. And it puts a lot of stress not only on adults, but it puts a lot of stress on the children and our elderly people, and we got to change that. So to me, it's a form of robbery. And really, the price differential for stove oil should be 25.4 cents. But when we look at it, what we're paying is 83.96 more a liter. That's not right. In the province of Newfoundland and Labrador, they need to treat us fairly. So I'm not done with it. If they does this to us, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to tell not just the people in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador, this is what's happening to us. We're being robbed and we're being cheated at the ability to heat our houses and to be able to drive our skidoos to get wood to heat our houses and to hunt and fish and basically live our lives. It's impacting our overall quality of life, and we're going to have to reach out to the rest of Canada as well, because this is a form of discrimination, I think, and it's a form of actually benefiting businesses at the expense of the residents.
So what are you planning to do next?
Well, basically what I'm trying to do now is we're right in the middle of Christmas, so it's difficult to really get much attention, but we're going to plan, like, say, information sessions and just getting the message out there. And also, too, is I'm going to consult with the Nunatsiavut government and the Innu Nation as well, because our communities are impacted, and we're going to have to actually call them out on it. And they can't get away with this. If they were following their own policies, and their own policies indicated to us that the price differential for stove oil, if the price differential was set at 83.6 cents, then we would have to live with it. We would actually have to maybe petition government to get some sort of subsidy in place. But I can't see petitioning government to get a subsidy in place for stove oil, because what we're doing then is we're just rewarding the businesses and we're letting the PUB off the hook. And the Public Utilities Board has to be accountable. They have to be fair. They have to be transparent. And right now, when we look at what they're doing to us, it's not right. And everybody on the North Coast is really being impacted. It doesn't matter what kind of salary you're making, whether you're working in Voices Bay or working for NG or working at the store. Everybody. We can't afford to be paying $500 a drum for stove oil. We really can't be paying $2.06. We already spent the whole summer paying $2.45 a liter. And so it's creating too much of a hardship. It needs to be fair to us. We don't mind high prices. We don't mind even crazy high prices if they're fair and justified, but this is not right.
And about the news release that the NG put out about the services changing with Labrador Grenfell Health, they're saying that any Medivac is going to have to be sent out to Labrador City too?
Well, what's happening is the hospital in Goose Bay is really, they're not going to be functioning now. They're going to be for some services. So the obstetrics, just like pregnant females or anyone that has any health issues with reproduction, instead of being in Goose Bay at the hospital, they're all going to be over in Lab West. So that's concerning because we've got people out there now expecting babies. Some of them even got their kids out with them. And what's happening is they're actually now having to go over to Lab West, and that's going to be on until January 13th. So that's really concerning. Also with a Medivac now, if any one of our communities require a Medivac, what's going to happen is instead of going into Goose Bay, they're now going to have to be diverted all the way over to Lab West, or they're going to have to be diverted to St. Anthony. So that's a time delay. That's very, very concerning for us. And as well, in Goose Bay right now, they're looking at arranging early discharge for patients that don't require acute care. And so that's not the level of health care that's supposed to be available in the province. That's not the level of health care that people in Labrador are supposed to be getting from Labrador Grenfell Health. This is a reduced level of care. Now, they're saying that they're going to make sure that everybody is looked after and everyone can access good quality health care and emergency care. But at the same time, this diversion is really a step back. So it's not a good thing for us. It really isn't.
There certainly has been a lot going on lately.
Yeah, one thing, I did talk to Labrador Grenfell Health about this diversion. They did call me just before they put the press release out. And the one thing I'm stressing to everyone is that I said to the CEO is that this diversion is not a good thing, and she agreed with me. And I said, what I'm really concerned about is patients on the North Coast now who need access to health care, so they were going to be sent out to Goose Bay, either to see a doctor or for tests or for some sort of care. I'm concerned that what's going to happen now is they may be kept in the clinic longer and not sent out right away, and this can impact quality of health. So what I said is I don't want the unavailability of the Goose Bay Hospital to delay patients on the North Coast from being sent out. They got to be sent out to receive appropriate care, and they got to be in a timely fashion.
Yeah, and was there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
No, like I said, these are the two biggest factors I think we're facing, but it's impacting our quality of life. The price of gasoline impacts our ability to get wood and to hunt and fish and to travel, and even going off to the cabin for our mental health and for family outings and things like that. And the stove oil, I'm really, really worried about that, especially for people on low income or seniors who have fixed pensions or people with large families. It's impacting everyone either. And we can't allow it. This is really what causes so many problems in our communities. This is just stove oil and gasoline. This is just access to health care. But at the end of the day, it really puts a lot of stress on people, especially people who need care or family members of people who need health care. It puts so much stress on people in able to be able to heat their homes and to be able to go off on to do either the haul wood or to hunt fish. This is our life. These two things is impacting our overall life on the North Coast, and it's impacting families, and it's very, very troubling.
Yeah. Anything else, Leela?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Okay, bye.